Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston. And just less than a day ago, one of your biggest wins of the year, hosting Dallas Center Grimes, ranked fourth in Class 5A now, the Mustangs, and a big win for your team Thursday night, a 3-2 win. Just tell me about that big victory.
Yeah, it, we've been close in a lot of the bigger games that we've had all year and just really haven't come up with that timely hit, and last night was that night for our kids, so it was exciting for them and a good way to end conference play.
Yeah, handing DCG their only conference loss of the year, and you wrap up second place in the conference. Hadley Michael had her fingerprints all over the win, pitched all seven innings. We'll talk about the pitching first. You know, gave up some runners, six hits, five walks, but really limited the damage.
Yeah, well, she really dodged some bullets, made some big pitches, a couple times with the bases loaded. Got ourselves out of those, tougher situations throughout the night. And on the flip side, when we had runners in scoring position, obviously a couple of those times, Hadley was up to bat as well. But we had a lot of contributions. You know, Hannah Schmitz came in, stole a base, which was a big one for us. Braylon Erlmeyer ended up scoring the winning run off the bench, and Danny Peters with a stolen base to kind of get themselves in scoring position. And last night it was Hadley who came through, and even Molly Harper had a big, I think it was 11 pitch walk to lead off the sixth inning. And a lot of times those things go unnoticed, and just a lot of people made a lot of contributions last night, and just really happy for the kids that their hard work is starting to pay off a little bit.
Yeah, Hadley Michael getting the two game tying singles in the third and the fifth, and then you had a freshman, you said it, Braylon Erlmeyer scores the winning run on a pass ball. So, yeah, lots of contributions. And what did this win do for the team confidence wise with regional play right around the corner?
Yeah, hopefully it just showed that they're able to beat anyone when they play to their best of their abilities. And we don't have to be afraid of anybody or scared of anybody. We're good enough, and we don't have to do anything special. So we just had to go out and pitch it well. I thought we played, really great defense last night as well. Mentioned Molly Harper earlier. She made a big catch up against the fence and right field. Danny Peters ran down a couple balls in the gap, and thought Allie Williams made a few nice plays up the middle there. So again, it was just really a team win. And it's exciting, as we're ending June here. And, I think we're hitting our stride and playing our best softball so far this summer.
Yeah, and did you kind of feel like, this was coming on even before last night? I know the week before you lost about three out of four there against Pella and DCG, but you got a couple of shutouts over the weekend. You shut out Oski, and then a tough a split with Indianola against a tough team there. Were you seeing signs of what happened last night?
Yeah, I just, I don't know if pressing too hard is the right word, but we just haven't had kind of those timely hits. We had opportunities in all those games, and whether it's not getting the bunt down, or the other team making nice plays defensively, or just missing and popping up rather than hitting a line drive, which that's the game sometimes. And kind of last night it fell into place, and it just we'll see how the next week goes. It's one game. We're not going to overreact to it. And I think our kids understand that, they just got to keep their nose down, keep working, and those things will continue to happen for us.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Now you've got 4 days off coming up here, which is pretty rare during the softball season. You've been playing on a lot of Saturdays. What are you going to do with this four-day stretch of no games before you take on Winterset on Tuesday?
Yeah, hopefully the girls take care of themselves and rest a little bit this weekend. I think we're leading the state in games played thus far. I guess the turf probably helps out with that. And, the weather hasn't really been an issue. And like I said, we played four consecutive Saturdays. So having a week off is kind of by design to to rest upper bodies and get healthy and feeling good here down the stretch.
And the regional pairings also came out on Wednesday or Thursday. And you'll be in a region with Glenwood and Lewis Central. You'll play the winner of that game. You'll host it on July 11th. And then you're also in there with the number one seat or the number one ranked team in Class 4A, which is ADM. Just your thoughts on the brackets and, you know, what you guys can maybe get done here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think we'll probably see Lewis Central, and they're 20-5. So that's going to be priority number one. You know, they got a girl who's hitting over 700 somehow, and she has 15 or 16 home runs, and they have some other nice numbers up and down their lineup. So that'll be a formidable challenge to start. And, you know, overall, we had practice this morning. We chatted a little bit about the brackets. I think, you know, maybe the first 5 minutes, I was a little shocked by it. I thought there was four different scenarios that could happen. That wasn't one of them, but it is what it is. So, you know, we could sit around and cry about it, or we can embrace it. And I think we're going to choose the latter. You know, we're a program that, you know, hasn't shied away from those big moments. And, you know, if it comes down to it and we have to go to ADM, then our girls will be ready, and we'll be really excited for that challenge and opportunity.
Yeah, that's a team that the girls already proved earlier this year they could play with. That team took ADM to extra innings back in probably, I think it was May. So yeah, maybe that should give them a little confidence as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think we're good enough to beat anybody, and we're also not good enough to, you know, just to step on the field and beat anybody. So, you know, it all comes down to us, in my opinion. We're going to continue to focus on us, work on us, and make sure you know, we get ourselves in a position where we're ready to play our best here, you know, in July. And, you know, and also kind of by design, we play some great competition down the stretch. You know, we play 5A number one, 5A number two, 3A number two, you know, Winterset, who's ranked in the top 10, 4A, Ames, who's been in the 5A rankings and from time to time, as well as Ankeny. So we're going to put ourselves in front of the best across the state to help prepare us, you know, and we do that just so we get to the postseason. We're not overwhelmed by anyone. We've seen the best. We know what the best looks like, and we can prepare ourselves to beat those teams.
Well, Coach, you already answered my last question about the competition the rest of the way. 7 games left, non-conference, all against really good teams. So should sharpen your team up for that postseason run. Anything else you want to add?
No, just it's going to be an exciting time. And, you know, I'm excited to see what this team can do and how much they can push themselves. And, you know, we'll get our best shot.
Thank you, Coach. That's Norwalk softball coach Bo Livingston. Enjoy your Saturday off.
I will do. Thanks, Mike.